Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. Hoo-wah, I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. To make a great understatement, I'm very positively impressed by President Trump. He's done more in the few weeks he's been in office than any of his predecessors, and he's doing exactly what he said he'd do. And that's what got him elected. Our northern and southern borders are much more secure than they've been in 4 years. This despite the assurance given us by the Biden-Harris administration that the borders were secure. Our nation needs a lot of work before it will be as secure as it needs to be, but we're sure moving rapidly in the right direction. And can you believe it? The Dems in Congress want to impeach him again? This is pure hate-motivated nonsense. I can't think of anything else. Okay, joining me at the 50 caliber microphone today is Marine vet Skip Coriel. Skip, our military has got two real leaders at the very top, but there's a bunch of poor leaders that need to go. That said, I'm now, for the first time in 4 years, able to encourage young people to join our military. Where do you stand on that?
Pretty much the same place, Colonel. I mean, I have an 18-year-old son, and I went to him just last week, and because he was considering, you know, service academies, and, you know, we both discouraged him 3 years ago and 2 years ago. And yeah, now you want to think twice about that. But now I went to him last week and I said, son, if you want to join the military now, I'm all for it. I think in the next 4 years, you're going to see some great reforms coming to our military. And it's going to be an organization where the U.S. military, you can be proud to be a member of it again. And I think that's the most important thing.
Yeah. And be well led by people who care about our country. We sure need that. We don't have it now, but we're moving there. Okay, here's what we have for you today. On news and comments by the Colonel, I'm going to discuss the horrible situation in Africa. Then Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby will contribute his warrant wisdom. China expert Gordon Chang will discuss Greenland and the Panama Canal. And Army vet Danielle Engel will discuss her time in combat. Next, we'll talk with retired Army Chaplain Scott McChrystal. And General Chris Petty will present the Battle of the Month.
Hey, troops, please invite your friends to join us at this time on this great radio station. Then head on out to frontlinesoffreedom.com and sign up for our free e-newsletter. And join the conversation at facebook.com/frontlinesoffreedom.
We welcome your input to this show. Send us your ideas and comments through our website, frontlinesoffreedom.com, or by Facebook. And now it's time for news and comments by the Colonel on Frontlines of Freedom. We'll start with the news. Take us there, Skip.
Well, Colonel, China has criticized U.S. coercion after Panama declined to renew a key infrastructure agreement with Beijing following Trump's threat to take back the Panama Canal. China's spokesman said at a briefing that China firmly opposes the U.S. smearing and undermining the Belt and Road cooperation through means of pressure and coercion. The Belt and Road Initiative is President Xi Jinping's signature foreign policy drive to bind China closer to countries in the region and beyond by building roads, railways, airports, power plants, and other infrastructure. He said that over 20 Latin American nations are among the over 150 countries that have participated in this initiative, with results benefiting their people. But Panama formally presented a document to exit the initiative, President Mulino said. The decision comes days after our Secretary of State Rubio warned the Panamanian leader that Panama must immediately reduce what Trump says is Chinese influence over the canal area or face potential retaliation from Washington. Beijing regrets Panama's decision, China's spokesman said, urging Panama to consider the broader bilateral relationship and the long-term interests of both nations and resist external interference. He also said the Belt and Road Initiative has brought active participation from over 150 countries and that it has brought fruitful results to Panama and China, but gave no examples.
We did build and pay for the Panama Canal, and we do depend on it for the tactical movement of our Navy's forces between the Atlantic and Pacific. It's very clear that China is an evil force seeking to control the world. They say they are. Anyway, I'm glad Panama made that decision.
And Iran has unveiled its first drone carrier warship, marking a significant expansion of its naval capabilities, according to the state-run INRA news agency. The vessel is capable of operating in distant oceans and is designed to enhance Iran's maritime deterrence. That makes it a new potential threat to our forces in the region and to arch foe Israel. The announcement comes as President Trump reinstated his maximum pressure campaign on Iran as he threatened that Tehran would be obliterated if it assassinates him, while at the same time raising the prospect of negotiations towards a nuclear deal.
Iran is also an evil empire seeking only power for itself. They are committed to kill all Jews, people who have done nothing against them, and they have threatened our president and a number of Americans. I hope we're ready to totally take them out, and I hope we don't have to.
The overthrow of Bashar al-Assad's regime in Syria captured the attention of the whole world, impacting Russia, which lost significant equipment and, most importantly, key bases there, diminishing its influence in the region. Turkey, having long supported the opposition to al-Assad, is now among the countries poised to benefit significantly from the change in power in Syria. The new Syrian authorities, led by interim President Ahmad al-Shara, are negotiating a defense pact with Turkey. The agreement might include the establishments of two military bases in Syria and the deployment of dozens of F-16 fighters, among other assets. Ankara is reportedly determined to fill the void left by Russia in Iran and strengthen its position relative to the Gulf countries and Israel. The defense pact being negotiated with the new Syrian authorities reportedly includes points such as Turkey establishing new air bases in Syria, utilizing Syrian airspace for military purposes, and taking a leading role in training soldiers for the new Syrian army.
Turkey is a member of NATO, but it's quite independent as it seeks to grow in power. I think Turkey's new relationship with Syria is a good move.
And North Korean soldiers are back on the front lines on the Kursk operation in Russia after disappearing from battle for several weeks, Ukrainian President Zelensky said recently. Quote, a significant number of occupiers have been destroyed, hundreds of Russian and North Korean soldiers. This is crucial because battles on Russian territory prevent further escalation against our cities and land, unquote. North Korean soldiers had been missing from combat operations in Russia's Kursk region for several weeks, fueling speculation that they were pulled back after taking heavy losses. Western intelligence has said thousands of Pyongyang's troops have been killed and wounded on the battlefield.
Yep, the North Koreans are back. I wonder how long they'll last this time.
And NATO was forced to scramble its warplanes earlier this month in response to a severe Russian bombardment of Ukraine, dangerously close to Poland's border. The Russian strikes, which targeted crucial energy facilities during the coldest weeks of winter, were led by their Tu-22 and Tu-95 strategic bombers. This onslaught is seen as an immediate retaliation for heavy Ukrainian aerial strikes on Russia, marked the most intense conflict in nearly 3 years. Particularly, Putin was shaken by Ukraine's use of British Storm Shadow and American ATACMS missiles, which struck key defense facilities, including a chemical plant in the Bryansk region.
It is clearly time for this war to end. I hope President Trump's efforts will produce a real peace, not just a ceasefire, and I hope it happens soon.
A memorial to fallen Special Operations Service members located inside MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa, Florida, has been vandalized with pink spray paint and is temporarily closed off to installation patrons as expensive cleanup efforts are underway. The Special Operations Memorial, which is inside MacDill's gates, was vandalized sometime earlier this month, said the president of the Memorial Foundation's board of directors. Images of the scene showed a working dog statue covered in pink spray paint, and the main statue of a service member was covered in a blue tarp. Since deleted pictures showed a giant pink-colored spray-painted X on the pavers of the memorial, as well as seemingly pink confetti and paper sprinkled around the memorial. It was quickly covered with police tape.
There are American-hated cowards who will do things like this. They should go live in a country they can respect, maybe China. And that's the news. As Americans, it's our responsibility to ensure that our nation is well-run and on the right path. Politics and politicians can be confusing, but we can work together. Concerned Veterans for America can assist you, even if you're not a vet, in getting involved and getting our nation back on track. Working with them is one of the things I do. Check CVAfrontlines.com. That's CVAfrontlines.com. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. Coming up on Frontlines of Freedom, I'll share comments by the Colonel. We'll enjoy some warrant wisdom. Then we'll talk China with Gordon Chang. At ease, troops, take a break. In business for over 30 years with over $1 billion in sales, Universal Coin and Bullion is my go-to source for gold and silver coins And right now, they're offering our listeners a newly minted 0.99 fine 1 ounce 2024 silver American Eagle coin for just $27. Call 800-UCB-GOLD, 800-UCB-GOLD, or go to their website at universalcoin.com/Denny.
This is Marine Vet Skip Correa with your home defense tip of the week. Most home invasions occur when people are at work between the hours of 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Because of this, we highly recommend the installation of a home security video surveillance system. These systems are easy to install and cost only a few hundred dollars. They allow you to monitor your home while you're at work via your computer or cell phone. This is just one more way to keep your family safe. For more useful tips on home and personal defense, visit homedefenseshow.com.
It's time to switch to Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you access to all three major networks. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you support the First and Second Amendment, the sanctity of life, our military veterans, and first responder heroes. Just go to patriotmobile.com/frontlines. Get a free month when you use the offer code FRONTLINES.
HelpVet.net is a national help center helping the military community with all of your everyday needs. Whether you need a realtor, an attorney, health-related services, or information on retirement planning, financial resources, or more, our vast network of hand-picked qualified service providers are waiting to help you. With up-to-date military news and resources, you can find answers to all of your daily needs at HelpVet.net. HelpVet.net wants to thank you for your service, and may God continue to bless the U.S. of A.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum. It is 20 minutes after the hour. You are in formation, listening to the Front Lines of Freedom all across America. Troops, even if our economy wasn't a mess, with inflation going crazy and prices up out of sight, I'd still recommend that you do some investing in precious metals, gold and silver. I recommend that you join me in purchasing these solid investments from Universal Coin and Bullion. Find them at universalcoin.com. That's universalcoin.com. Now it's time for comments by the Colonel. Perhaps the most dangerous place in the world is the Shaheed region of Africa. This region stretches like a narrow belt across the widest part of the continent. It's a biogeographical region of Africa, the transition zone between the more humid Sudeten savannas in the south and the drier Sahara to the north. The Sahel spans 10 countries and has a hot, semi-arid climate and stretches across the southernmost latitudes of northern Africa between the Atlantic and the Red Sea. Although geographically located in the tropics, it does not have a tropical climate. Especially in the western Sahel, there are frequent food shortages and shortage of water due to the very high government corruption and the semi-arid climate. This is exacerbated by very high birth rates across the region, resulting in rapid increase in population. In recent times, various coups, insurgencies, terrorism, and foreign interventions have taken place in many Sahel countries. Doesn't seem like a good place to visit, does it? So why should we care? Well, organized crime groups specializing in human trafficking and weapons smuggling thrive in the chaos, and many of the world's major powers want a piece of the Sahel. You see, the area possesses immense wealth in natural resources, including oil, gas, gold, and diamonds. The Sahel is one of the most mineral-rich areas of the planet, where the elements needed to drive the global renewal energy revolution are mined in abundance. And while the renewable energy surge isn't likely to last long, the minerals are valuable. France needs a foothold there because it contains former colonies that made it rich and continue to build its economies. And the European Union wants to be in the Sahel to try to stop the flood of immigrants who use routes across the Sahara to reach Algeria and Moroccan coasts, where they board ships for Spain and Italy. We want troops there to counter the area's many extremist organizations affiliated with the Al-Qaeda and ISIS terrorist groups, the world's largest global terrorist networks that have just declared jihad on us. Now a new player is emerging in the region, and it seems to have more reasons than anyone else to want to be there, and we're talking about the People's Republic of China. It's becoming quite clear that China wants to use the Sahel's diverse terrain to train its forces in tactics applicable to jungles, deserts, and mountain ranges, and vast expanses of oceans. and their primary objective seems to be establishing a greater military presence on the continent to protect its economic assets, including mines extracting critical materials, some of which are crucial in weapons such as missile systems, jet fighters, and tanks. Oh, and I almost forgot. Shahil also contains some of the world's largest deposits of uranium. Yeah, the stuff used in making nuclear weapons. Plus, Communist China wants to use the Shahil as a base from which to sell weapons and ammunition to the entire continent. Indeed, China has replaced Russia as the largest exporter of arms to Africa 2 years ago. Russia had been providing over 40% of Africa's weapons, while China only provided about 20%. However, Russian sales have collapsed while China's grew. Not sure why. Paul Dantula, a research associate at the African Center for Strategic Studies in Washington, said Chinese-manufactured weapons, including aircraft, electronic warfare systems, automatic rifles, drones, missiles, and armored vehicles, are flowing into the conflict zones in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Ethiopia, South Sudan, Sudan, and many other areas. For decades, the only Chinese troops in Africa were UN peacekeepers, but that's really changing. China's two-week military exercises with Tanzania and Mozambique last July and August showed a significant increase in the PLA engagement in Africa. They deployed at least 1,000 troops, conducted land and sea-based training involving maritime patrols, search and rescue, and live fire drills. They used 24 types of weapons and equipment, including heavy artillery, micro-unmanned aerial vehicles, and various reconnaissance and infantry vehicles. This is a pretty good look at what a future global People's Liberation Army presence may look like. So, where's all this leading? Well, China's Xi Jinping made a pledge in 2017 to transform the Chinese military into a, quote, world-class force by 2030 by equipping it with the combat and power projection capabilities necessary to defend the Chinese regime's growing global interests and win future wars. And none of what I've just discussed is good for the world, for Africa, or for us. Not sure what we can do about it, but we'd better get prepared. And those are my comments for today. Americans owe our freedom to the sacrifice and courage of our heroes in uniform. Did you know you can support our military, veterans, and first responders just by using your cell phone? Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They put the cause ahead of profits, and that's why I'm proud to be a partner with them. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, which means you get the same coverage you've always been accustomed to while giving back to our heroes. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you support Folds of Honor, Tunnels to Towers, and more. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. Just go to patriotmobile.com/frontlines. That's patriotmobile.com/frontlines. Get a free month service when you use the offer code frontlines. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. You're listening to Frontlines of Freedom, and now we get to enjoy some warrant wisdom with Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. What do you have to share this week, Roland?
You know, there's a law called the Uniform Services Employment and Reemployment Rights Act, or better known as USERRA, which is a federal law that protects armed forces personnel from employment discrimination based upon military service. And it is this law that ensures that veterans will be able to serve the country free from worry that they're jeopardizing their civilian careers. Unfortunately, Air Force Staff Sergeant Michael McCullough did not get that protection from the Oklahoma City Public Schools, and he had to get the Department of Justice involved. Now the Oklahoma City Public Schools will pay the Air Force Reservist $60,000 as part of a settlement, resolving from allegations that the school district violated the airmen's employment rights. McCullough was a music teacher at Fillmore Elementary School, and he was under contract through the 2021-2022 school year, and he had been encouraged to return the following year. But in February 2022, McCullough informed the school's principal of his deployment orders. So he suggested it would be easier if he just resigned, which he did not. Less than a month later, while deployed, he was informed that his contract would not be renewed. And despite multiple attempts to get his job back when he came back, he was denied that even though the district had positions available. You know, McCullough was featured in a 2022 Air Force news release, which described his determination to join the military as, quote, the epitome of resilience. The California native wanted to enlist after the 9/11 terrorist attacks, but he couldn't because he was overweight. In fact, he stopped weighing himself in college when he was hit 377 pounds. Two decades later, after losing more than 200 pounds and overcoming other personal challenges, He began military training for the Air Force in April 2021 at the age of 40. Now, besides paying compensation to McCullough, the school district, which is the largest in Oklahoma, also has 30 days to update its policies and training to prevent future violations of the USARA law. You know, in my experience, I've seen reservists have the most issues with government agencies, whether that's a school district or a police department. In any case, we need to ensure that reserve and guard members are protected so they can serve our country. For Frontlines of Freedom, I'm Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. Back to you, Colonel.
Thanks, Roland. I always enjoy your comments. Straight ahead on Frontlines of Freedom, we'll discuss China with Gordon Chang. Then we'll talk with Army vet Danielle Engel. All this is coming up. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. You're standing tall with the Frontlines of Freedom. I'll be right back. Troops, it's time for sit-ups. Do 50, then stand at ease.
As veterans, we at Concerned Veterans for America know defending freedom comes at a high cost. Our lawmakers should consider that cost when they send troops to war.
If wars don't serve our national interest, our brave men and women shouldn't be deployed into harm's way. Our troops should not be in combat because Congress doesn't want to make tough decisions about military engagement.
Find out how you can join the movement to end our nation's endless wars at cvafrontlines.com. That's cvafrontlines.com.
Friends, there's not too many things I enjoy more than helping veterans and eating great beef jerky. Now I can do both. My good friends at Tango3.org and America's Best Beef Jerky use the highest quality beef to make the best jerky I've ever tasted. Trust me, I've eaten a lot. But that's not all. They give 100% of the profit to veterans programs, mental health and suicide prevention. Go to americasbestbeefjerky.com and order now. And at checkout, check the Frontlines of Freedom promo code. Troops, welcome back to our nation's largest military veteran talk radio show, Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Troops, please do send me your comments and questions. Email me through frontlinesoffreedom.com. It's an honor to welcome back to the show Gordon Chang. To make an understatement, Gordon is an expert on China. He understands the threat China is to us and has shared his insights before. So thanks for joining us today, Gordon. I really appreciate you.
Well, I really appreciate it. So thank you.
Gordon, give our listeners a bit of your background.
Well, I practiced law for a quarter century, and I stopped at the turn of the century, and I've been writing about China, North Korea, and the rest of the world since then. So, and okay. I'm very pleased to be on your show.
Well, you know, you don't just become an expert by accident because you dug into it, and you obviously did. Okay, China has clearly stated openly that their goal is to replace us as the most powerful nation in the world, and that implies downgrading us significantly. That's a fair statement, isn't it?
I'd even go further. Now, I don't mind a country trying to replace the United States. Every country should want to be number one.
Yes.
But what China is doing is it's using malicious tactics to take down the United States and others. Xi Jinping has been trying to impose China's imperial era system, where Chinese emperors believe that they not only had the mandate of heaven to rule Tianxia, which is all under heaven, but that heaven actually compelled them to do so. So Xi Jinping doesn't think the United States should be considered a sovereign state. And this is where the crux of the disagreement, if we can call it that. But really, it's an existential struggle. And by the way, since 2017, Chinese officials have been talking about the moon and Mars as sovereign Chinese territory. That's right, you know, part of the People's Republic of China. So China's ruler is actually the most ambitious aggressor in history. And that means we're not just talking about competition as President Biden talked about. The Chinese are more than just adversaries. They're enemies. And they've actually declared us to be an enemy. And this was in May 2019 when People's Daily issued a landmark editorial that declared a people's war on us. People's war in Communist Party thought is total war. And we got to understand this. Otherwise, we're not going to defend ourselves with the vigor and the determination that is necessary.
Yes, sir. That makes sense. And what you just shared provides a question for me. If the Chinese see it as a religious or a God-given right, and radical Muslims see their control as a God-given right. That explains why neither of them have any, by our standards, ethics. They're out to win and kill everybody along the way if that's what it takes.
That's their justification. Yeah, except with the Chinese, it's not God-given because they're atheists. But okay. I understand what you're saying. They are compelled by heaven to do so, which is a little bit different than our conception of heaven, because our conception of heaven is God reigns supreme. In their conception of heaven, it's more of an amorphous, ethereal force.
So something divine. Okay.
Something sort of divine. It's just very different, though, from us. There's a couple things going on here. Xi Jinping is Chinese, which means he believes in this Tianxia notion. But he's also a communist, and communists believe that there should be no sovereign states at all. Now, that's a bit of a contradiction, but what it means is that Xi Jinping has two avenues of thought for ruling, not control over, not exerting hegemony, not dominating, but actually ruling the entire planet. And as I mentioned, the near parts of the solar system.
Well, that's certainly a substantial goal. And you've made the difference between somebody who's competing and somebody who is seeking to gain it, whatever it costs. I mean, that's not the kind of thing that we in Americans even like to admit exists, I guess. We're a bit naive, aren't
we? We are. I mean, the international system has its basis in the Peace of Westphalia of 1648. The Peace of Westphalia recognized the sovereignty of competing states. And that is the framework that we Americans think about when we look at the world. But that's not the way the Chinese look at it. So it's very different. And that's why, you know, as I said, I don't mind countries competing with us to be number one, but China isn't doing that. China means to destroy us. And that is a critical difference.
Yes, sir. I agree with you. And I have seen that. You've made it a little more clear for me now. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. We're talking with Gordon Chang. Gordon, President Trump has indicated that our nation has a big interest in both Greenland and the Panama Canal. And a big part of that is because China is interested in controlling them, too. Can you give us some background here?
Yeah, well, Panama and certainly is dominated by the Chinese. And one can argue that the Chinese in general in Panama are more influential than we are. In the canal zone, China has the ability to close that vital waterway at will. And so really what we're talking about is securing the Panama Canal for the American fleet. This is important because if Xi Jinping decides to go to war in Asia, perhaps the first indication that he plans to use force will be an accident in the Panama Canal that blocks the waterway. That would prevent the U.S. Navy from surging ships and submarines from the Atlantic to the Pacific fleets. So that is unacceptable, and that's why Secretary of State Rubio, in his first trip as America's top diplomat, went not to Asia, not to Europe, not to the Middle East, but to Panama. And that's a very good thing because it shows that President Trump is focusing on our region and making it safe and secure as a first step. This is really important when we think about Greenland, because the Chinese want to control Greenland. Now, fortunately, American and Danish authorities have been pretty effective in preventing the Chinese from getting a foothold in Greenland, but they're not stopping. China calls itself a near Arctic state, and they believe that they have a right to control the Arctic. They're cooperating now with Russia, which is an Arctic state, and we certainly are an Arctic state. There are five countries that have a littoral shore with the Arctic Ocean, and there are eight countries that have actually territory inside the Arctic Circle. We are both of those, Arctic 5 and Arctic 8. China is neither of those.
That's why they call themselves a near Arctic, I guess.
That's right. I mean, they need to sort of try to dress that up, but China is not Arctic by any means.
But they're nonetheless, they want the power, they want the control, and they're going to act anyway.
And they are acting anyway. And they're, as I mentioned, cooperating with Russia, which intends to dominate the Arctic. And we Americans have not paid very much attention to the Arctic. And that's also true of the Canadians. Canada has a very long shoreline with the Arctic Ocean and a lot of territory inside the Arctic Circle.
So this is a real area, and it's not something that's going to go away anytime soon. This is going on now, and it's going to get worse. And this is made more important because of the warmer trend we're in right now, where that makes the Arctic area more usable by ships, right?
Absolutely. Russia has something called the Northern Sea Route, which vastly reduces the number of days that take ships to go from Asia to Europe and vice versa. And that Northern Sea Route eventually will become ice-free. Each year there's less and less ice there. So it's becoming more important from a transport point of view. And the Chinese and the Russians are cooperating in developing the Northern Sea Route. Also, with the receding Arctic ice cap, there's a feeling that it'll be more commercially feasible to start exploiting minerals in the Arctic area. That remains to be seen, but clearly the Russians and the Chinese have an eye on that.
And it's a worthy thing to have an eye on. One can understand why they'd be interested. There's more to discuss about China, and Gordon is going to stay with us. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. Yes, time for push-ups. I want you to do 103 push-ups. That's how many I used to before I got into my 80s. I do about 64 now. Anyway, do some push-ups. We'll be right back. If you ever have to defend yourself or your family, you will likely need legal support, as there is almost always an investigation. After you call 911, call U.S. Law Shield so you can have immediate legal support. This is why U.S. Law Shield was formed. They're here to help people through events they never thought would happen to them. Their attorneys are available 24/7, 365. Learn more or sign up at uslawshield.com, promo code Frontlines. That's uslawshield.com, promo code Frontlines.
Friends, Adam here, Patriot Foods, U.S. only company. Frozen fruits and vegetables straight from our dirt, not overseas. Support the U.S. farmer. When you shop at patriotfoods.com, we give back to a military family in need. We got to take care of each other, my friends. We have to. So important. 10% off patriotfoods.com, 10% off promo code Freedom, and shop today.
When considering precious metals investments, credibility is paramount. That's why I chose Universal Coin and Bullion. They have a long-standing reputation in the industry that instills confidence in investors. Plus, the company's president, Dr. Mike Fulgens, is recognized as America's gold expert by his peers and the U.S. government, and was named Dealer of the Year by the American Numismatic Association. Call 800-UCB-GOLD or go to their website at universalcoin.com/Denny. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. This is the final formation for this hour on Frontlines of Freedom. We're continuing our conversation with Gordon Chang about China. We just talked about a couple of areas, the Arctic area now. China's interested in a lot of other things. I know they have a huge interest in Africa that seems to be growing. That's not a surprise, is it, given their ambition?
No, it's not. And Africa was a primary focus of Chinese communist foreign policy. Mao Zedong, who founded the People's Republic, he looked to Africa as a source of support because he was struggling with the Soviets for control of the communist movement. And Mao saw Africa as a place where there were a lot of UN General Assembly votes, and he saw it as a place where he could get support for his ambitions to lead the communist movement. So Chinese leaders have placed great emphasis on Africa, while we Americans have ignored it. The reason why this could be extremely important is that Africa is a continent with a lot of potential. It's got a great demography, and of course, it has a lot of minerals. You know, if you go back 50, 60 years, people would have thought Southeast Asia was, you know, barren and not worth contending over. But Africa could be so much more prosperous than Southeast Asia. So this is going to be, I think, an area of increasing contention as this century progresses.
Yes, sir. And Africa has, to some extent, been ignored. I guess France had a lot of colonies there, and Britain had some, but it's been a long time since any, I guess France is still somewhat active there, but I'm not aware of other countries that are that active there, except China. Am I missing something?
Yeah, France certainly has in sub-Saharan Africa, but it's being pushed out. And it's being pushed out by the Chinese and the Russians, who are fueling insurgencies in North Africa that look like wars. So this is a part of the world which is racked by turmoil, thanks to Moscow and Beijing.
Yes, sir. And it isn't going to get any better. And I'm not sure what someone can do there, because there are so many rebels and loose groups and dictatorships. And I guess it's a good place to do the kinds of things Russia and China are doing, which is just making trouble and seeking control of facilities and, I guess, minerals.
Yes, it is. Perhaps sub-Saharan Africa is probably less important to us than the areas, the rim of Africa on the Mediterranean, which is of vital importance to the United States. Matter of fact, the country that first recognized the United States diplomatically is Morocco, which is at the western end of the Mediterranean. And Morocco is increasingly important for a number of reasons. But yes, this Northern Africa is important for us. And the first Trump administration recognized that. One of the historic Abraham Accords was with Morocco. And Morocco has a number of strategic and economic benefits for the United States.
So is there another part of the world that China is that active in?
China is actually active all across the world. I can't think of a place where the Chinese presence isn't substantial. And so this is a reflection of China's global ambitions.
Well, that makes sense. So let's go back to the United States. As I look around, and I'm not that insightful, but most universities have a department or part of a department that's dedicated to Chinese culture or something like that. That is, a lot of K-12 schools have something like that. I read a lot about them buying farmland. This doesn't sound innocent or neutral to me.
Yeah, and you're right about that, because China uses every point of contact with our country to take down the United States, whether we're talking about outposts in universities or secondary schools or farmland across the United States. So yes, we need to sever those contacts, because right now we're being overwhelmed. Our governments are being overwhelmed, governments at all levels, our media outlets, universities, businesses, NGOs, everything is just being overwhelmed by China. And what we need to do is get the Chinese regime out of the United States.
Yes, sir. And the way that they're touching us, I mean, touching us through our schools, that certainly builds a, they're just normal people. Look at, they have a, they're paying our university and having a nice department here that teaches nice things about themselves. And our farmland, buying up our farmland, do you think they're trying to improve the productivity of farm food in America? I got a funny feeling that's not what they're there for.
No, it's actually the reverse. If we go back about 2.5-3 years, we can remember that Chinese parties were sending seeds unsolicited to people in all 50 states. And we don't know what went on, but I think that they were trying to get Americans to plant invasive species. And that would be to harm our agricultural output. So it's the opposite of trying to improve American agriculture. It's trying to take it down.
Well, that's very consistent with everything else they're doing. So we'd have to be shocked if it was anything else, unless we're incredibly naive, which we clearly are. Now, I know I'm wandering here a little bit, Gordon, but I have read a number of things over the years that says China is having some serious financial problems. This has got to be affecting them too, isn't it?
Yes. China is not growing at the 5.0% pace that they claim for 2024. You know, we don't know how fast China is growing, but it might not be growing at all. It's basically about zero, maybe a little bit above, maybe a little bit below. But even if it were growing at 5.0, it wouldn't be growing fast enough to pay back the debt that China's accumulated since 2008. So essentially what's happening right now is that as the economy has dramatically slowed, China is now having its 2008 downturn. And this is a crisis that Xi Jinping has no answers to because he does not believe in economics. He believes in Maoist solutions, and he's aggravating China's economy. And right now, he's taking his country down, which means that he's can lash out at us, take us by surprise, because he may think that he has no way out except to start a war someplace.
Ooh, that's an interesting point. And while we're on this general area, China was having a problem with population maintaining size and certainly not growing. How are they doing on population?
Well, China, which is now 1.4 billion people, give or take 100 million, probably at the end of this century, will lose about two-thirds of its population. People have varying estimates, but when the clock strikes 2100, it could be 330 million, according to one Chinese demographer. It could be 750 million. You know, we won't know, of course, but the point here is that the demographic projections show that China is going to suffer the biggest population loss in history in the absence of war or disease.
And given all the kind of interesting requirements that they've had or are having, it's not too surprising, is it? Couldn't this have been anticipated?
Well, it was anticipated. And there's a number of things happening. One of them is there's been relentless indoctrination because of the one-child policy. But also a couple other things are occurring. First of all, as societies mature, and China is a maturing society, generally they have population fertility declines dramatically, as it is in the United States, but not as dramatic as China. The other thing that's going on is that there's excessive, there is a pervasive sense of gloom in Chinese society. So there's pessimism that pervades China's people. And when people are pessimistic, they don't reproduce. And so you've got those three things occurring all at the same time. And so China's population has been dropping for about 3 years now. And there is no end in sight to this, as the projections show. And people, Chinese demographers have been talking about how China should have pivoted away from the one-child policy long ago. But for various institutional reasons, Beijing didn't do that. And so it's now got itself in a fix. Governments have never been able to increase population growth over a long term. With subsidies, they can maybe reverse birth rates for a year or two, but that's about it. These population trends are now baked into Chinese society, except for perhaps the pessimism. That could very well change. But the other two, I think, are pretty much there for quite a long time. And we're not going to see a reversal in population trends in China for the indefinite future.
Sir, I certainly agree with that. Gordon, thank you. I really appreciate your comments and your insight. Thank you for your continuing service to our nation. And I hope to have you back on the show soon because we need to keep learning more and more about China. Thank you, Gordon.
Well, thank you, Colonel. I really appreciate it.
This concludes the first hour of the show. We'll start the second hour discussing the time in combat with Army vet Danielle Engel. Then we'll talk with retired Army Chaplain Scott McChrystal, and General Chris Petty will present the Battle of the Month. U.S. Law Shield is a part of the Frontlines of Freedom team. If you have weapons for defense of your family and you ever need to use a legal weapon, you'll need legal defense. U.S. Law Shield is the team my wife and I use. Go to uslawshield.com. Use the promo code Frontlines. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. Troops, it's time for pull-ups. Do 40 good ones, maybe 20 push-ups, then grab some protein, rehydrate with water, and finally, put a big smile on your proud-to-be-an-American face and send me your thoughts by email or on Facebook.